Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 425, and it's the second in our mini-series called Cover to Cover, Unveiling the Bible's Rich Tapestry in a Year. The more I study the Bible in detail, the more I realize I need a better handle on the big picture. As I mentioned in last week's episode, several things have come together recently to help me make the decision to read the entire Bible in 12 months, something I've done many times, but not for some time. The two sources of inspiration for this decision are, firstly, my good friend Douglas Jacoby, who's been doing this for many years, and the fact that studying texts in detail for some topics I've been looking into, including the role of men and women, has required me to look at the rest of the Bible's teachings on the topics raised there to put everything in context, to get the big picture, not just the microscopic look at something like on a specimen slide, but to look at God's big themes through the scripture. So is reading the Bible in 12 months something you might consider? How might that help your devotional life with God? Now, I spoke on this last time, so if you haven't listened to the previous episode, you might like to go back and do that. But here I'd like to offer you seven motivations for reading the Bible in 12 months. And they are my adaptation of some ideas given to me by, guess what? ChatGPT. This is what ChatGPT suggested, and I have updated it a little bit, but see what you make of these and tell me what you think. First reason, spiritual growth. Engaging with the Bible regularly, in depth like this, allows us to deepen our spiritual understanding, our relationship with God, our connection with not only our faith, but the one who gives us our faith. We get more insight into the core beliefs we hold most dear and the teachings that matter most to us. Number one, spiritual growth. Number two, comprehensive understanding. If we read the entire Bible in 12 months, it makes sure that we cover both Old and New Testaments, and that provides a comprehensive understanding of the scriptures, about their historical narrative and context. The overall narrative of our faith is something we cover in just a relatively short time. We get a comprehensive understanding. Number three, discipline and commitment. Committing to read the Bible over a year requires some discipline and consistency, and that fosters a sense of commitment and perseverance in spiritual practices, which can have benefits beyond just the reading that we're doing. It helps us to develop spiritual discipline and to be committed to something as a task. Number four, personal reflection. Regular reading of God's Word prompts us to some healthy introspection, some self-reflection. The stories we read, the parables we hear from Jesus, the teachings in general can often resonate with our own life experiences as we're going through those 12 months. And that can lead to personal growth. It can lead to insight as we personally reflect. Number five, inspiration and encouragement. The Bible contains so many stories of faith, of resilience, of hope. Those can inspire and encourage us during our challenging times. And I haven't had a 12 months of my Christian life where there hasn't been at least one challenging time, and I expect it's probably similar for you. And so as we read more Bible, we get more examples of inspiration that can help us to persevere when things get tough. Number six, community and discussion. Reading the Bible on a schedule like this over 12 months can be done individually, or you could do it as part of a group. So engaging with others in discussions about the scriptures you're reading can foster a sense of community, and you get diverse perspectives and interpretations as you go along. Number seven, the last one, cultural and literary knowledge. The Bible has had a profound influence on Western literature, on our art and culture, and by reading it in its entirety, we gain valuable insights into references and allusions found in various works of art and literature of the past and of the present. Well, I hope you find these reflections helpful. Reading the Bible in 12 months is something that isn't for everybody at all times, but it might be for you. What do you think? Could it benefit you spiritually? Do let me know by dropping me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And until the next time, I hope your reading of the scriptures inspires your heart to love God more. Take care, and God bless.